This is Meredith Gilmore on CoStarts, and I'm visiting East Gosford, and with me is Jeff Turner, who's a local author. How are you going, Jeff?
Not too bad, thanks.
Jeff, tell us what you write.
I write fantasy. I also do a bit of poetry as well and some historical stuff, but fantasy is my main interest. I love writing, pretty much creating fantastic worlds, also trying to combine what I like into things that I play, like board games and stuff like that. So I like to merge the two.
Now, you've about a year ago published a book called Feud Ball, and you wrote that with in a collaboration.
Yes, the gentleman I wrote it with is Stephen Babbage. We both live on the Central Coast. He's from north of Avoca. It was an interesting experience because I've never actually written with anybody before. And somehow we got through it, and and the finished product was well worth it.
Okay. Can you tell us a bit about what it's like to write in collaboration? Because I think that would be of real interest to a lot of listeners.
Yeah, it can be challenging at times. I know we had many disagreements over certain aspects of the book. Yeah, there were some things that I wanted in, and then there were some things that he wanted in, and then in the end we had to, of course, compromise. And on occasions we had to get a further, we got a, you know, like a referee, I suppose, to determine, you know, what was the best course of action. But in the end, I think we came up with a pretty good product, and the feedback that we've had from the gaming community, not just in New South Wales but across the globe, has been quite good. And so we now have to do a second one.
Briefly, tell us what the book Feud Ball's about.
Okay, Feud Ball is a fantasy novel with a lot of football in it. The main character of the book is a gentleman by the name of Alex Bathgate, and he starts off as an accountant. He gets... Yes. He decides that, you know, life is boring because he's in a sort of, think of some British backwater in the, like in the Caribbean or something like that. He's an accountant for a labour company. He's got to serve off an indenture there, and he gets so bored he decides he fiddled the books. The only problem is that, of course, he gets caught, gets sentenced to jail. En route to the jail, he gets captured by pirates. He escapes the pirates only to get captured by the Navy, and then gets transported back to the place that we refer to as Bryfen, which is sort of an English clone. Okay, so from there he gets sentenced to hard labour, and the prison have been instructed to, as a part of a rehabilitation program, is that they must field a football team. We're talking about a sort of a gladiatorial sort of thing where the game is rather violent, the game is tough, and people do die on a regular basis. So this is how they have to survive, basically. They have to play the game.
I'm talking to Jeff Turner, local author and writer in collaboration with Stephen Babbage of Feud Ball. So it sounds like it's like an adventure fantasy.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Sounds quite intriguing, actually. How did you come to start writing, Jeff?
Yeah, I started really getting into writing around about 1992, 93. At that particular time, I was going through a few issues. There was also, my mother was also going through a lot of problems with cancer. And sort of like to help me get through those problems, did a bit of writing. That project I've actually finished, which took about 10 years. It's the initial project that I started working on to get me through all that. And then Blutmonth started back 2005. Yeah, helped me get through other mental related issues. I regularly suffer from depression, few anxiety related issues as well, and but I find that the writing helps me concentrate, it helps me focus on something, and I like just losing myself in a fantasy world that I've created.
So as well as producing something which you sound like you're pretty happy with, it's been like a therapy.
Yes, it is, and writing I think is good therapy. I mean, anything creative I think is great therapy. I regularly attend a mental health support group here on the Central Coast, and I find that I'm not the only one who likes to write or draw or even listen to music or something like that. And I should also stress that regular physical activity as well is also a great means to, so it's a combination of things, but writing is definitely good.
I'm talking to Jeff Turner, local author and writer in collaboration with Stephen Babbage of Feud Ball. With the book Feud Ball, it's quite a niche kind of novel. So where do you distribute it? Because I think that's something else that when a book is self-published, I think that's probably one of the hardest things, isn't it, the distribution?
Yes, it is, very. We tried a number of bookshops in and around the area, but unfortunately we weren't successful. We ended up selling the book at a couple of game shops. So we got one shop in Gosford, which is Good Games in Gosford in Mann Street, who sell a few copies of our book. And there's a comic book shop here in East Gosford, Dark Dimensions. They've also got copies of the book on the shelf as well. We also have the online facet, so you can actually buy the book online, or if you bump into me in the street, I might have a copy with me, so you can just buy it straight off me there.
And have you got any copies with you today?
I sure do. I do have a couple of copies.
Yeah, well, we might give one away, do you think? Mm-hmm. Would that be good? Give one away to a listener?
Absolutely.
Okay, I'll keep listening till the end of the interview then for that. Mm. Now, you said physical activity is also important, and it's kind of like the book Foodball combines fantasy with football. So how important is football?
Football, I love football, and I love it that we have a team here on the Central Coast. And seeing I live about a 20-minute walk from the stadium, I'm there pretty much every match day. Yeah, I just love the game, and I've actually started playing soccer again too. Mm. I was actually roped in to play for a seniors team down in Sydney for North Rocks FC. Mm. They desperately needed the goalkeeper. They got me, and it wasn't the return to football that I expected, but I had a lot of fun, and even though I started the year in goals, I finished up at inside centre, so I don't know how I managed to do that, but I had a lot of fun.
So how long have you been on the coast?
About 11 years now. I moved to the coast from Sydney. I didn't particularly like Sydney that much, but before Sydney I was in Tamworth for about 25 years. I wouldn't say I got sick of Tamworth. I think I just got overly familiar with it and needed a change. And so I actually spent a little bit of time at Bathurst and then went across to Sydney and then found that Sydney wasn't everything I thought it was and then moved up to the Central Coast and love it.
So you are hooked in with a group of people that are into the same kind of thing, the fantasy, the writing?
Yes, yeah. I'm part of a couple of fantasy football leagues, one in Sydney called the Sydney League of Blood Bowlers, who has the unusual acronym of SLOB, and another league which has just started, the Newcastle Open Blood Bowl League, which play up at Walls Inn about once a month. Strange how it may seem, the Blood Bowl community is a rather, in terms of gamers, is actually a rather large, fairly well-organised community, and we're a good bunch of blokes, and you'd love to just sit down, just have a game, roll a few dice, and everybody generally who plays the game has a good time, and I've met some weird and wonderful people, and some of them are actually overseas in Holland at the moment for the Blood Bowl World Cup, where a few copies of the book have managed to go over there as well. Yeah. And they've been pretty supportive of the book. I mean, a lot of blood bowlers have actually bought the book and said, geez, we like this.
So it's a great story because I think what it shows is that a book can come out of anywhere, and it's kind of like a combination of your interests in football, the fantasy, the games, the gaming, and then, you know, needing to do something to express yourself to help get through some difficult times.
Yeah, and it's fantastic. I mean, that's the way I like to do things. I mean, I like to merge everything I like into one great big melting pot and see what comes out. And, the finished product is lovely. And to actually receive phone calls and emails from people to say, we really like this book, and people posting on Facebook and stuff like that saying, when are you going to do a second one? It makes it all worthwhile.
It's fantastic. Yeah. All right, I'm talking to Jeff Turner, who along with Stephen Babbage is the author of Foodball. And if you'd like to find out more about Foodball, which is a fantasy novel, you can go to the website foodball.com. Well, thank you so much for your time today, Jeff.
And thank you. And go Mariners.
And stay tuned, and we'll be giving away a copy of Foodball very soon on Coast Arts. This is Coast Arts with Meredith Gilmore, Coast FM 963.